Meditation Theme Unification Part 1 Earlier, you studied the Noble Eightfold Path of Buddhism, emphasizing that the right use of the mind is important. This was a list of 8 factors that start with right belief and right intention, both involving wisdom, a type of discernment that awakens us to the faculty of understanding, so we see things as they really are. Right belief fosters aspiration, so we consciously become intent on living less selfishly, and that leads us to cultivate ethical conduct in our day-to-day affairs, like right speech, right action, and right living, thus restraining our personality flaws. And when that happens, we begin concentrating on right endeavor, right mindfulness, and right concentration in our life. But this is by no means all there is to it. We must continue to practice right mindfulness and right concentration, to consistently stay with the right belief and other factors. The first stanza to the mantra of unification that you will be working with this month brings recognition that we are all one, and an affirmation to always practice right speech, right thought, and right action, paralleling the concepts of the Noble Eightfold Path. As we begin consciously working with group unification and right human relations, we are opening up the heart center. For mankind as a whole, this is the first time that humanity has been able to share this heart reaction. We see this working out as recognition worldwide of the suffering and the public outcry because of it. And so, the first part of the mantra of unification begins with these simple words. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve and not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. Consider these thoughts in meditation this month, along with what you have previously learned about the Noble Eightfold Path. Alignment. Relax your physical body. Harmonize your emotions. Quiet your mind and focus mentally. Turn your mind inwards and upwards towards that source of higher consciousness we call the soul. Disassociation. Focus high in the mind. Look down at each body and mentally affirm and realize, 1. I am not the physical body. I am the spiritual self. Send purifying light through the physical body. Two, I am not the emotions. I am the spiritual self. Send purifying light through the emotional body. Three, I am not the mind, I am the spiritual self. Send purifying light through the mental body. Align with your soul with a line of light. Group alignment. Reflect on the alignment of the soul and personality. Feel that alignment. Mentally consider the relation of the solar plexus, heart, and head, and focus your consciousness in the region of the Ajna Center. Mentally concentrate your aspiration in the heart center, just between your shoulder blades. Imagine withdrawing the heart's aspiration upward into the center above the head. The thousand-petaled lotus, and focus your consciousness there with the one soul. Opening salutation. Sound the Gayatri, opening your mind and heart, radiating love and light to all beings on earth. O thou who givest sustenance to the universe, from whom all things proceed, to whom all things return, unveil to me the face of the true spiritual sun. hidden by a disk of golden light, that I may know the truth and do my whole duty as I journey to thy sacred feet. Meditation. Work through the following mantra sequentially, from the first line to the last, using each line as the seed thought of your meditation. Start with line one, then add the next line, until you are finally working with the entire mantra. In your mind, build a picture of the line you are working with. Then think about the sentence, word, or phrase, trying to understand its meaning. Remember to remain as the observer and avoid falling into your meditation and thereby losing awareness. Then rise above mind and endeavor to briefly feel a connection with that which you are pondering. Open your awareness for any insights as you say the mantra. The sons of men are one, and I am one with them. I seek to love, not hate. I seek to serve, and not exact due service. I seek to heal, not hurt. Now deeply consider the seed thought for the week. Lower interlude. With deliberation, bring the work you have just done to a close. Bring the center of awareness back into the mind, illumined and responsive to the intuition, into the emotions irradiated by spiritual light, into the body empowered by spiritual will. review any thoughts or insights that arose during your analysis of the seed thought. Throughout the day, consider the thoughts which have arisen in your meditation work, and so keep the transformational effects ongoing. Distribution. Sound the great invocation, distributing God's light, love, and spiritual power to the world. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love, within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center, where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center, which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.